thanks for taking some time to talk with me today, Dr. Meyer. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tom.
I know that the COVID-19 vaccinations are happening in Montezuma County really right as we speak. What is the priority group right now for receiving the vaccine?
Right now, it's anybody that's left in 1A and patients over 70 is the priority group that we're able to vaccinate for those of us that have vaccines.
Okay, so when you say 1A, what do you mean by that?
1A was first responders, healthcare providers, you know, dentist office, things, you know, things like that. The hospital has done about 1,200 of those shots in the area, not only for our staff, but for, you know, dentist offices and home health and just a lot of places. We help the county do that. And then we, on Wednesday this week, we did 320 people over 70 in our clinic in one day. And earlier in the week, we did about 180 of our second dose for our hospital staff. And then now we are actually out of vaccine here.
Okay. So I was going to ask you how it was going and what are the particular challenges that you're having right now in administering the vaccine?
Well, I think the challenge is, you know, for us, we've repeatedly told the Department of Health that we could handle 1,000 vaccines a week. And I'm sitting right now with no vaccine, no allocation for next week. So the challenge really is getting vaccine out to our areas and getting, you know, supplies coming in from warehouses around the country for the vaccine. Also, I think the challenge is going to be the vaccine is very popular, I think, in that over 70 group. And we're not, we're getting several hundred calls a day, actually, people wanting the vaccine, getting on our lists. And, you know, we probably have 4,000 people over 70 years of age that actually attend our clinics or our pharmacy out here at the hospital. So we're really wanting vaccine. I mean, there's just very little communication from the state level. We can't plan clinics coming up because we don't know from week to week how much vaccine we're actually going to be allocated or given to provide these clinics. So once we get it, we scramble to schedule, you know, 300 or 400 people. So that's a lot of challenges. And then the vaccine itself is hard to deal with. If it's Pfizer, it's, you know, it's super cold. It's frozen at minus 80 degrees centigrade. And those are right now is coming over to us every on those clinic days from Durango. So once it starts thawing, we have 72 hours to use it. And then and once you open a vial, we have 6. So it's not like we can just schedule people and have you come in. We have to schedule, you know, enough for the vaccine vials for that day. And which makes it, and if somebody doesn't show up, then we're scrambling at the end of the day to call people. So
given all of those challenges, Dr. Meyer, what happens next? Do you have a general schedule for administering the vaccine to the public?
We do not.
Okay.
Because, like I said, we don't know when the vaccine is coming to us. If we get allocated vaccine today, we will have clinics next week until they're gone. Every vaccine that comes to us here at the hospital, we turn around right away in hopes that we'll get more vaccine to our community that way. We're not sitting on it like you see in some of the other parts of the states. If you look on the map, there's a map on CDPHE that shows the vaccine out there that's unadministered. So
it sounds like patience is the name of the game right now.
yeah, we're trying to be patient. It's just very disappointing to us that we have are having trouble getting first doses to people that really want them. So it's a little frustrating. And like I said before, the organization of the clinics is difficult. We do have a full-time or have a person that's handling our scheduling. In fact, we've hired a team, are bringing on a team of volunteers locally to help us with that. So once we have vaccine, we can deploy quite a few people calling patients to get them in here.
So how does that process work in terms of, do you sign up to get the vaccine? Do you wait for your doctor to get a hold of you? What does that process look like?
Right. So for our patients, we pulled the list of all of our patients that we've had in the last year in our clinics. We also have a list that would include surgery, surgeons, seeing the orthopedic surgeons, seeing the podiatrists, things like that. We also have a list of those over 70 of our patients out of our pharmacy, outpatient pharmacy. And that totaled about 13,000 people. And then we've broken those down by the age groups that we anticipate the phases to be. And so what's happening right now is we've asked people to go ahead and call and let us know they want the vaccine in that over 70 group. And we will verify that we have the right phone numbers and the right ages on our list. And we'll call them back when we have vaccine and have a place for them on a schedule.
Okay. So when someone comes in to get the vaccine, and you've already mentioned that there's two different doses, what can they expect when they come in to get the vaccine?
Well, coming into the vaccine, we're trying to do about 50 an hour. So they come in to the front of the hospital. They'll be greeted by our greeters. They'll have their temperature taken. They'll get asked questions about COVID symptoms to make sure we don't want anybody coming up that might be sick. And then they'll get a sticker and that allows them to proceed to the vaccine area. We have seats spread out in our ballroom area at the second floor of the hospital that are 6 feet apart, so everybody's socially distanced. They'll take a seat, they'll fill out a form, we'll vaccinate them. If they've never had anaphylaxis to a vaccine before, they'll wait 15 minutes. If they've had anaphylaxis, they'll wait 30 minutes. And then they can get up and they're free to go. So it does proceed pretty quickly. When we call people now, we're going to ask them not to show up until on the hour of the time they're supposed to be here. So coming early doesn't get you vaccinated quicker, because we have people from the hour before finishing up their vaccine. So and it does proceed pretty quick.
And then the second dose comes 3 to 4 weeks later.
Yeah, it depends on which vaccine you have. If you have the Moderna, it's going to come 28 days later. If you have the Pfizer, it will come 21 days later. And you will get a call from our schedulers when that vaccine comes in, and we'll have another vaccine day for you and schedule you, and you'll come back and get your second dose. The time may vary a little bit. It may be a little more than 21 days, maybe a little more than 28 days, or a little bit less. That time factor is not fixed in stone, so we'll do our best to get those. And generally, if you have a first dose, you'll have a second dose allocated. Those generally appear about 4 days before we're ready to do that clinic.
If someone has questions about getting the vaccine or medical concerns about it, who should they be talking to?
They can talk to any of the pharmacists at the hospital, and they can call the COVID line, the 564-2201 number that we have a bulk of the people calling. When they get on that line and they pick up a phone and they'll actually speak to somebody, they can just say, "I have a question about the vaccine," and they will transfer at that time to a pharmacist, and we'll be the ones fielding the bulk of those questions. And if there's any concern that we can't handle, we might refer them back to their provider for a question. But there's very few contraindications to these vaccines in emergency use status, other than having anaphylaxis before or having convalescent plasma infusion if you had COVID, or having monoclonal antibodies if you had COVID, or that's really the only contraindications we see in general.
Well, Dr. Meyer, thank you so much for this information, and we really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. Anytime.
I've been talking with Dr. Mark Meyer, Director of Pharmacy and Infection Prevention at Southwest Health System, about how the COVID-19 vaccine will be administered here in Montezuma County. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.